Father, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning, everybody, and a very warm welcome to you, whether you're in church or whether you're at home. Just a couple of notices before we continue. I'm afraid to say that the C word is drawing near, and do need to tell you a couple of things about Christmas. Christingle is the Messy Church. Christingle is on Sunday, the 12th of December, from 4 p.m. And there are Smarty tubes at the back of church to take away, eat the Smarties, and then fill them to bring them back for the Children's Society. So do come to the Christingle service, but do take your Smarty tube to fill as well. And before that, on the 4th of December, it's the Parish Christmas Coffee Morning. And the need items are required for that. If you would like to help and bring anything along, please do see Joan, and she would be delighted to hear from you.
Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. So let us turn away from sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. The kingdom is yours, but we turn away from your just rule. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
The power is yours, but we trust in our own power and strength. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
The glory is yours, but we fall short of the glory of God. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Before whose judgment all fades away that is not love. Save us from the violence that seeks to claim our hearts, so we might hear a different voice and belong to you in truth, through Jesus Christ, the wounded King of all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Revelation. Grace to you and peace from God, who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are beyond his throne, and from Jesus Christ, faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and his Father, to be him in glory and domination for ever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and on his account all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus, are you the King of the Jews? Jesus answered, Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me? Pilate replied, I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, My followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me introduce you to the Vicar of Nibbleswick. Some of you may know him already, but for those of you who don't, he's a character in one of the shorter Roald Dahl books. I'll use a few quotes from the book, but he began his ministry by taking up his ministry and caused confusion and often genuine consternation among his devout parishioners. Why? Well, he'd been a curate, of course, first, managed okay. It was his first job, and he caused this consternation. Why? Because he had a kind of dyslexia. So when he was training, he learned to cope with it. But before beginning this first parish, he became more and more nervous and anxious. He worried about whether he would be able to cope. And it became really too much for him, and so something happened. And as I say, it relates to his dyslexia. It wasn't quite the same, but it meant that when some words, the most important word in a sentence, got spoken, the letters got jumbled up. And to quote, his mind would pick out the most significant word in a sentence and reverse it. So, for example, if you haven't read it, God became dog, spirit became tirrips, and so on. But importantly, he wasn't aware what was happening. So there follows a series of pretty hilarious encounters where bewildered parishioners wonder what is going on. As he tells the local knitting group that they stink, knit backwards, of course, and so on. I won't mention the one about the chalice and sipping, but anyway, that's another thing. Soon the entire village was convinced that the new vicar was completely balmy, perhaps not unsurprisingly. Yet he was too nice and gentle a man, I quote again, for anyone to bear any deep malice towards him, and so it goes on, until the doctor finally realises that he has back-to-front dyslexia. And the cure, in typical Dahl style, was for him to walk backwards while he was speaking. So a small mirror was attached to his forehead to help, and so the book ends by saying that for the rest of his life, he became a lovable and eccentric pillar of the parish. Well, diverting though this is, you might be wondering, what has this got to do with Christ the King? In one sense, nothing. Yet in another, Dahl's little book connects us, I think, with something important on a day like today. A day when we celebrate a king whose reign could be hard to reconcile. Pilate was trying to make sense of it. Except, and this is where the Vicar of Nibbleswick comes in, this kingdom does and will always look a bit strange. And Roald Dahl has a gift for creating characters who draw us in, from the BFG to Fantastic Mr. Fox to Willy Wonka and to this, the Vicar of Nibbleswick. And we're drawn to them, I think, because they don't quite fit in. And yet, as today's story might remind us, they work out in the end. There's a strangeness to the characters and the world that Dahl creates, yet they're intriguing too. And so for me, the connection between the characters and the world he creates and the Christian is something about not quite fitting in, of looking a bit strange. And what, if we think about it for a moment, could be more strange than in this world of ours to proclaim Christ as our King? What could be more strange than to claim the water the little ones will be baptized in at 12 noon is somehow connected to the water in which Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan? What could be more strange than gathering around a table, breaking bread and sharing wine, and believe that somehow Jesus, 2,000 years ago when he did that, is still with us now? What could be more strange than the God of all becoming one of us, born in a stable to a young, unmarried mum, vulnerable, weak, and utterly dependent on those around him? What could be more strange than when that child king grew up, he would spend time with all sorts of strange people, people who had lost their way, yet he is our King. So when we speak of his kingdom, we are proclaiming a very different kind of kingdom, yet no less real, and one that I think we do glimpse in and through one another. If we return to Dahl's tale, we discover the vicar managed to cause a bit of a stir, but thankfully no letters of complaint were written to the bishop. Instead, thanks to a kindly doctor and a group of people who cared about him, they worked it out. And he became, as he walked backwards around the parish, a sign of that kingdom. And that is us, signs of Christ's kingdom. Embracing each other with all our faults and peculiarities, cherishing them even. And here I think back to a parishioner in a previous church who had all sorts of mental health problems. For months he would be fine, but then every so often, perhaps as his medication changed, when he came to church he would start behaving erratically. He would shout, maybe even take some of his clothes off. It was unsettling, but I shall never forget how the little church warden that served there handled it. She came over to him, put her arm around him, and consoled him. It was a sign of the kingdom. He wasn't dismissed or pushed away, but loved and understood. Of course, living into this love can be a risk. Just ask those who loved and nurtured and cared for Al Sweleman, an asylum seeker who converted to Christianity, who blew himself up outside Liverpool Women's Hospital last Sunday. So we must be wise, but we must also pray that this wisdom may never lead us to forget that love must be the sign of the kingdom. For as Jesus said in the Gospel for today, to crown all things, there must be love. How we live that love will vary. But every week I give thanks for the signs of it at work amongst us here at St. Mary's. And in so many different ways, there are little signs of the kingdom in the way we love and care for each other. So we pray on this day, as we celebrate Christ our King, that those signs may continue and grow, even if it sometimes looks a bit strange. Maybe then, the strange story of the Vicar of Nibbleswick with which I began was not such a bad place to start after all. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Rejoice, the Lord is King. We offer our prayers of intercession to God, who is supreme ruler of our life. Please sit or kneel to pray. Lord of all and King of the heavens, we pray today, show in the knowledge that you are more ready to hear than we are to ask. At this time, we pray for all people, our sisters and brothers in Christ, giving thanks for our church community of St. Mary. We give thanks for the many ways in which we are drawn to serve you in this place. We hold before you our church warden, Melvin, and Judith, deputy church warden. Strengthen our hands for service, and our hearts in love, and our minds in the knowledge that you are Lord and King. We pray for Nick and Paul, our bishops, and all people, lay and ordained. We give thanks for those who have been baptized, confirmed or married over the past year in churches across this diocese. As the world emerges from the pandemic, we give thanks that the church has never closed its doors, but has been a place of sanctuary, peace and comfort to all. We pray for Lucas, Louis and Jacob, who will be baptised at 12 noon today, for their parents and godparents and all who will come to support them. Heavenly Father, pour upon them the riches of your grace and the fullness of your blessing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of all and King of the heavens, we pray today for the church around the world, for all those who confess your name, and in our Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Church of Bangladesh, for its bishops, clergy and all people. We pray for all the world leaders and all those who carry a burden of responsibility. Give to all those in authority wisdom and counsel, that decisions made on our behalf are made for the benefit of all. We hold before you Elizabeth, our Queen, and all who serve under her. May her steadfast service and her faith in you, God, be her sustainer, her comfort and her delight. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of all and King of the heavens, we pray today for the community that we represent, for all our neighbours and friends. We are often too busy, Lord, to remember those who need us most, but are afraid to ask. We pray that you will give us the need to love our neighbour as we love ourselves. Today our prayers are asked for the residents of Herman Street, for all those who live, visit or work there. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all community groups, all schools and all charities who work for the common good. We remember those who find it hard to join in and meet new people. May their doubt and fear be turned to friendship and welcome. We remember the homeless and the outcast of our city. For all those who are in need of food bank or other charitable organisations. Heavenly Father, bless all those who reach out a hand of compassion and bless all those who receive it. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of all and King of the heavens, we pray today for anyone in any kind of need at this time. We pray for the sick and the anxious, the frightened and the lonely. And we pray that your love will surround for anyone for whom we have prayed. Naming from this parish, Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Thomas Hadley, Jeff Blowers, Patrick Crowley, and Alan Dacre. Together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear us as we remember all those who have died, praying especially for Bill Godson and Michael Carroll, who have recently died. And for those whose anniversary of death occurs at this time. Joyce Butcher, Bob Ward, Jesse Beveridge, William Bond, and Edith Rhodes. Heavenly Father, lighten the darkness of grief, the pain of loss, and turn sorrow into joy, safe in the knowledge that with faith in you, there is hope of life eternal. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, in you we see the splendour of God in human form, sharing our joys, sufferings and frailty. In your resurrection and ascension, we see your majesty completed and are silenced in wonder. May we find in your service true freedom and your will, in your will our hopes fulfilled. For you are one God with the Father and the Spirit, and live and reign in eternal glory. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Crown all things, there must be love, to bind all together and complete the whole. Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Blessed be God, who enthrones us with Christ in the heavenly realms. May we feed upon the bread of God and drink the royal wine of heaven.
Blessed be God forever.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God. For with the oil of gladness, you have anointed Christ the Lord, your only Son, to be our great High Priest and King of all creation. As priest, he offered himself once for all upon the altar of the cross and redeemed the human race by his perfect sacrifice of peace. As King, he claims dominion over all your creatures, that he may bring before your infinite majesty a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. And so with angels and archangels and all the heavenly host, we proclaim your glory and join their unending hymn of praise. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. Broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which was broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Great is the mystery of faith. Accept through him, our great High Priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, With all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread.
Jesus, Lamb of God.
Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. Blood of Christ, shed for us all.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Stir up, O Lord, the wills of your faithful people, that they, plenteously bringing forth the fruit of good works, may by you be plenteously rewarded. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth lives to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
God sits enthroned as King forevermore. The Lord shall give strength to his people. The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.